This is The Lead Talk, an in-depth discussion with the world's biggest names on China's business and finance. I'm your host, Jane Lee. Hello, welcome to another edition of The Lead Talk. In this very special edition, we'll talk about a special dream from a special person. A Chinese dream from U.S. Governor Rick Snyder. Everybody has his own dreams, but this one is a little different.
If you look at that, both from a people point and a dollar investment point, there's a huge opportunity for the Chinese to look to Michigan.
That's Rick Snyder, governor of Michigan. The Republican governor of the United States has a special dream, a Chinese dream.
To really establish a good partnership relationship. We want to be known as one of the open places for business that encourage international trade, immigrants to come. And an exciting place. And we want to get that message out that Michigan is open for business too, because we've gone through very difficult times.
In July this year, Detroit, Michigan's largest city and the cradle of automotive industry, filed the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. So Snyder's Chinese dream is to attract Chinese enterprises to invest in Michigan, especially Detroit, and establish a stronger business ties with the world's second largest economy.
And it's important to renew that good relationship because the future is about global business and about creating positive relationships and understanding that bringing cultures together is actually a great power for the future.
Have you found enough business opportunities?
Yes, I believe so. There are lots. And there are lots. The good part is in the automotive industry and the agricultural area are two areas that have really been highlighted. But almost any area that there's common ground to do business in, it's very exciting. And we think there's good opportunity to tie into our research universities, our technology, and really grow together. There's much market opportunity in China to sell into China, to export here, and to do business here. And we're very excited about the opportunity.
Besides establishing a good partnership relationship with China, Snyder's biggest Chinese dream is to attract Chinese investment. In fact, some Chinese investors have already started buying property in Detroit due to the low prices, to which Snyder said that would be quite helpful.
Detroit is the value place in the United States, in Michigan, and potentially the world in terms of a great value opportunity to say, come in and invest now because there's going to be great upside.
Some Chinese investors have seemed receptive to the idea that there are opportunities in Detroit, whether it's for individuals investing in low-priced real estate or for businesses considering the area to expand into the North American market.
We think we have great values now in Michigan, and we're creating a very competitive environment for enterprise to succeed and to do well. We've redone our tax system, our regulatory system. We've just balanced our budget. So we're doing many things to be very business friendly.
Chinese direct investment to Michigan reached the $1 billion U.S. dollar mark in 2012, making the area one of the top 10 U.S. states receiving direct investment from China. When asked how the Chinese investment can specifically help Michigan, Snyder answered, definitely.
Oh, they can do a lot. I think there's a huge investment opportunity. in terms of large-scale investment. One of the other things I'm working on that I'd really like to solve, I had a session here a while ago on that, is immigration, in terms of finding more ways to get more immigration to the United States, in terms of keeping a lot of these bright engineers that are going to, like, U of M, MSU. They're job generators. It's a misunderstanding to think they take jobs, they add jobs.
For U.S. Governor Rick Snyder, whether his Chinese dream can become a reality, for the most part, hinges on his follow-up actions. And the Republican governor of the United States believes his Chinese dream will be a dream come true.
And we're going to go very quickly to show we're doing it based on action, not just on talk, in terms of being among the most business-friendly states in our entire country.